Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, September 11th. This morning, the Rock Island Arsenal is holding events to commemorate the terrorist attacks that occurred 16 years ago. This morning, employees, officers, and others walked from Memorial Field to the 9/11 Memorial. A remembrance ceremony also took place in which Major General Dwayne Gamble gave a speech. He is the commanding general of the Army Sustainment Command. As more and more construction workers retire, a union in the Quad Cities is looking for apprentices. Michelle O'Neill reports the job is demanding, but pays very well.
Paul Miller is the apprenticeship coordinator for Local 81 of the Heat and Frost Insulators in Rock Island. He says members of the union have been retiring, but contractors continue to call for qualified insulators to work on commercial and industrial construction projects.
We would cover the plumbing lines to keep them from condensating and things, and the hot water lines to help keep the water that's running through those lines hot longer and make the whole system more efficient. And then like the ductwork that is in the buildings that the conditioned air runs through, it would help in the same manner.
Miller says it's a 4-year commitment, but apprentices don't have to pay tuition. Journeyman insulators take home about $30 an hour, but it's really closer to $50 with benefits added. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
The head of a yarn bobbing project in the Quad Cities hopes a lot of people come to tomorrow's Crochet-In. Claire Kovacs, director of the Augustana Teaching Museum of Art, says it will be the first of 4 sessions to make many circles that will be assembled and placed on a tree. A federal grant made the yarn bobbing project possible. Artist Carol Hummel will help with design and putting the pieces on the tree. Tuesday's Crochet-In runs from 6 to 8 p.m. at Roztox in Rock Island. The other 3 will be held on September 28th, October 12th, and October 17th. All the supplies will be provided and everyone is welcome. The yarn-bombed tree will be unveiled in late October and it will be on display for 7 months. If you are seeing many small orange, brown, and white butterflies covering plants and flitting across lawns more than usual this year, they are likely to be painted lady butterflies. Raymond Gardens entomologist Nathan Brockman says the garden's weekly surveys suggest the butterfly is having a good year.
Last year at this time, I went back and looked at the records. We had 1 week we saw 11 individuals. 1 week we saw 21 individuals last year. This year on Wednesday, when we did the same exact survey using the same protocols, we saw 777 individuals of just painted ladies.
Brockman says the combination of a good spring migration and favorable weather led to multiple generations of the painted lady butterflies. He says they should stay around for another week or two before migrating south for the winter. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.